This is WC Chronicles, the host of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. And I realize I never explained about what this is and all these students and who they're and what they're doing. I'm an improvisational acting teacher here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And these kids, well, they're probably the shiniest squirrel students that there are. And that's why they're involved with this project, which is known as the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Gives them attempts to do characters and just riff and learn about the technique of improv. Maya May, who plays Grandma Petunia, is currently still in the Ukraine. She's visiting family. That's where she's from. But Olivia Kwuki will continue, and with as well Ellie Cheer being Grandma Matata. Anyway, just wanted to give a brief mention of all that, and so on with the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Grandma, hi.
What? Who are you?
Turn your hearing up, eight up, Grandma. Grandma, you're faking it. I'm over here. Do you like the music I picked, Grandma?
What?
Can you hear the music that I picked this week?
What?
Grandma, don't make me get out. Don't make me threaten you take you to the ranch.
Sure. Oh, did I tell you?
Grandma, first the theme music this week. Do you like it?
No.
Why not? Grandma, you didn't even ask me who it was.
She likes it.
Okay, I'm WC Chronicles. This is Grandma Matata. And this is Boy George and Jack Black.
My brother's just been upstairs.
Grandma, how are you today?
I'm doing horrible.
Grandma, why are you doing horrible?
Because there's a cat in my house and I don't like cats.
Grandma, there's not a cat in your house. It's just you and Boo Boo. And lots of mice and ghosts in the house.
I like this dog.
Okay, Grandma, did you...
I hate loud cats. Super loud cats. Be super loud, little cat.
What?
I need you to be super loud.
What about the music? What do you think of the theme song, Grandma?
This is the very first time.
Very first
Boo-Boo
time.
Boo-Boo liked something and I didn't like it.
And of course, Boo-Boo is your little dog right
yes,
there. Boo-Boo didn't like... He didn't like... That was Robbie Krieger.
Girl.
Do you even want to know who the theme music was, Grandma?
No.
Why not?
It was by your mom.
It was not by my mom.
And your dad.
It was by Robbie Krieger on the Conan show.
Krieger Chronicles. It's not the same. That's your dad.
Robbie Krieger is not my dad.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he is.
Okay, Robbie Krieger, guitar player of the Doors, is my dad. I am WC Chronicles.
Can I go shopping with you?
This is Grandma Matata. Who should
when
be?
Get yogurt.
Who is gonna? You.
Oh, did I tell you?
What? Tell me what, Grandma?
I got my nails done.
You got? You got your nails
nice
done?
I'm nice and young.
How?
Very young.
Very young for 107 years old, right?
No.
You were on the Titanic, Grandma.
Yes, I was, but that doesn't mean I can't be 29.
Well, is it so? So 107 is the new 29.
I don't turn. Sorry. Year older until 20 years after.
So is that like a...
I have to wait 20 years to turn 1 year older.
No.
So like if when I was 12, I had to wait 20 more years to turn 13.
Grandma, how do you come up with this funny math?
I don't know. Oh, get out of my room!
Is that what they call finger math?
You can't go. You can't leave.
Grandma, would you like to start with critique seats?
Yes!
Okay.
I heard about this.
This is Critiques Eats, where Grandma Matata is going to try a new food, and she's going to give us her opinion on it.
Do you have Boo Boo in the screen?
I have Boo Boo in the screen, yes.
Boo Boo.
So, Grandma, would you like to know what this week's food is?
If you watch the show, I don't watch this show. If Boo Boo was cut out of anything, you'd let me know.
Yes, I would. Instantly.
And if you're on Instagram, you better tell me, or I'll stab you.
No. So, Ellie. Here is...
Boo Boo never gets cut out on anything.
Grandma.
My little actress.
Grandma Matata.
Yes, I'll take that right
This
now.
Is new mint-flavored Oreo yogurt.
Ooh, do you see
that?
That
we want you to taste.
And it looks like this.
It looks pretty
what
good.
What is that? A black dog doing in my house? I only like black and white dogs.
Grandma.
This looks like you.
Grandma.
Oh, it looks like you.
I think you... Grandma, stay on track here. We, Grandma.
It looks like her.
You gotta try the food, Grandma, and then tell us what you think.
But Boo Boo's gonna escape. sleep. No, Boobie.
Now, I made sure to get you some food that you wouldn't have to chew too much. Grandma takes a bite of it. What do you think, Grandma? It's different?
If it was all mint, I would like it.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat it every day still.
Yeah.
I can taste the mint, but it's also vanilla, which is really gross.
So it's kind of like a... Describe the three flavors you're tasting there.
Chocolate, mint, and vanilla.
Chocolate, mint, and vanilla?
Stop farting, Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo didn't fart.
Yes, she did. Just kidding. She's on a diet right now.
So, Grandma, would you recommend that people should go out and try this Oreo mint yogurt?
Yes.
Regardless of how hot or cold it is outside?
Mm-hmm.
So you give this food a thumbs up?
Yes.
Would you serve this to family? Would you serve this yogurt to guests?
I'm eating it.
Oh, you're going to finish eating it. Okay. Ooh, two thumbs up going up. Grandma, are you saying that I did something good for a change?
Yes.
Well,
this is the very first thing you ever did nice.
That's not the very first thing. I did a lot of nice stuff for you, Grandma. Mm-hmm. Don't make me put you in the ranch.
I work at a ranch, so it doesn't matter.
No, I'll take you to the ranch. I know what the ranch is code for. That's the nursing home.
Mm-mm.
And I'll take you there. I'll take you and Grandma Petunia there and drop you off.
Mm-mm.
All right. Grandma, you ready for the next? For what's next? You know what that is, don't you? It's popped music.
I know what this is.
It's not. It's popped music is what we're doing next. This is where I'm going to play Grandma two songs that she's never heard before. At least most likely she's never heard before. And she's going to give us her feisty glass edge opinion about it.
I've heard everything.
You haven't heard it. All right, then tell me. Tell me, what am I about to say? You think you know so much, Grandma? What am I about to say?
That your mother died in yogurt.
My mother didn't die in yogurt. Where do you get this stuff?
She died drowning in a pool of yogurt.
So you think Robbie Krieger is my dad, and you think my mom died in a vat of yogurt?
No, she drowned in a pool of yogurt.
A pool of yogurt, excuse me.
And one of those little Oreo things she was holding on until it dissolved, and melted away.
And that's how my mom died.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you my mom is still alive, and so is my dad, Robbie Krieger?
Mm-mm.
How long have you been... Oh, Grandma, I'm going to play you the first song. You ready for this? She's giving me the finger.
Did I tell you?
Go ahead and tell me.
That my great 1,000 trillion more greats, Grandpa and Grandma are still alive.
That's like going back to the dinosaur days, Grandma. You can't be that old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you
can... I'm super young. That's why I got my nails done.
How... Grandma, you're 107. You were on the Titanic when you were 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play the first song, okay? This is a song I know you've probably never heard, okay? I'm going to advance it.
If you do the math that I said about every 20 years I turn 1 year older, you'll probably find out how old I am. But either way, I'm still 39.
I thought it was 29.
15.
You're... Grandma...
Fine, I'm 29. No, 28. I'm turning 29 on September 14th.
Yeah, for the square root of Grandma, I'm playing you a song for
popping. I'm going rafting on August 6th.
You're a seasoned citizen, and I'm going to put you in the ranch
Colorado
home.
River.
Grandma, back to the music. What do you think of this music? This is Donna Summer. She works hard for the money. What do you think of it, Grandma? Grandma, what do you think? Why don't you like it?
Because I like this yogurt better.
You're not comparing yogurt to Donna Summer.
Yes, I am.
How can you... I want you to tell me why you're comparing yogurt to Donna Summer. She works hard for the money. Do you work hard for the money, Grandma? Did you ever work hard for the money?
No.
That's because you just let people bring you yogurt, right? Correct?
I sit around and Boo-Boo sits with me.
Oops.
I don't care.
All right, Grandma, we've had a long extension of that song. Now, what do you think of it? That first song. Did you like it?
Sure.
It was a... I tried to balance it out for you, so it's...
Well, Grandma was in the military.
You weren't in the military.
My grandma was.
You were, or your grandma was?
My grandma was, and then I went after her. A year after my grandma.
What branch?
My grandma was only 15.
What branch of the military were you in? Yeah, see?
Sedative.
The sedative? I didn't know there was a... Okay, now hold on. You got the Air Force. You got the Army, the Navy, and the Marines.
Nurse.
You were a nurse in the sedative. What division?
I was a fashion designer.
You were not a fashion designer.
Yep, all the planes were pink and rainbow colored. When they shooted their bombs, you know, like my new outfit.
Do like your new outfit, yes.
Every time they shooted a bomb, it exploded rainbow sparkles.
And how is that supposed to be?
They were all poisonous sparkles.
Oh, Grandma.
I even have some left on my nails, see?
But why, if those are poisonous, why are you wearing them on your fingernails?
Because they have stuff over them, so I hope they just don't explode one day. Everywhere.
Grandma.
And it'll go in my hair and on the camera, through the camera, onto your mouth.
That's what I thought. Grandma, I'm going to play you the next song. Grandma, here we go. New song. It's a poppy song.
I'll punch you.
No, it's not. You're not going to punch me. Grandma, what do you think of this song? Have you heard this song before?
Nope.
I've
heard all of them.
It's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. It's a happy song, don't you think? Grandma, you gotta talk.
Yes, and I think Boo Boo is happy now.
Well, what does Boo Boo think of the song? Is it a good song? Grandma, you gotta talk more. Alright, so.
Boo-Boo's my friend.
Alright, Grandma, it's time to rate the songs, okay?
Look how tiny she is.
Grandma.
She's so tiny.
Time to rate the songs.
So
how tiny. How would you rate Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham?
I didn't like it at all. I didn't like one word. I didn't like anything. I wasn't dancing. I wasn't smiling. And Boo-Boo, you have to stay here.
I don't think you even. So, what is it? A thumbs up going down or a thumbs down going down?
Five thumbs going straight down.
Five thumbs going straight down. That is a bad sign for that one. Okay, now how about Donna Summer? She works hard for the money.
I hate it. And if you're out there, I hate all your music.
Well, Donna...
Every single thing you said, I don't like you.
Do you even know who Donna Summer is?
Nope.
Then how can you say stuff like that to her?
Because she's not listening to this podcast, or does it matter?
Yes, Grandma, you're probably right. She's not listening to this podcast. So you give.
By the way, I like all your music, so don't be mad at me. I hate all of it.
Yeah, you generally hate all music. No,
and you cannot bring me in jail because I said that because I didn't.
You like some music. Oh, Grandma. Now look, remember the deal was.
I'm too young to go to jail. I'm not even old enough to go to juvie, so you can't even tell me.
Grandma, you're old enough to go into the nursing home and lockdown.
No.
Yes.
If I go to a nursing home, they'll put it on lockdown because I'll start.
You know what? You know what's gonna happen?
I'll start shooting them like crazy.
Grandma, you know what happens? Grandma, you know what's gonna happen if I take you to the nursing home? I guarantee you, I'm gonna get a phone call that they're gonna tell me to come get you.
They're gonna be in a phone call calling, hello? She's not belong here. She belongs in a mental hospital with all her friends. Yes, all my friends are there.
Yes.
All my friends are there.
Because I'm, Grandma, guess.
Like a spider and do cartwheels and everything.
Grandma, guess what?
I'm only in middle school.
It's time for the culture report with Grandma Matata. This is where I'm going to read Grandma Matata two headlines if she gets to pick which one she wants to hear first.
Why are we even doing this? Why is there a camera on me when I'm already famous?
Because we're recording your podcast this week, Grandma. Did you want to give your culture report before I give you the two choices?
No. I'm going to go to sleep.
Grandma, I want you to choose from Bloom County.
Bloom County.
Okay, or Squirrel versus Snake. Bloom County first?
Mm-hmm.
Well, back when you were alive in the 1980s, Grandma, there was a comic strip called Bloom County, and guess what? It's coming back! After more than 25 years, the creator of Bloom County, the guy Berkeley Breathed, who made it, who also won a Pulitzer Surprise, is going to be making the comic comeback. It originally ran from 1980 to 1989, and at its peak, in 1995, he called the comic strip Outland. But it's been gone for so long
that there's some hidden thought
that the way that he would always make fun of Donald Trump and the piece of hair,
Donald Trump
running for president is the reason why he's bringing back Bloom County.
Isn't he the guy who's from Till You Think You Can Dance?
Sure. On maybe your channel that you watch at the nursing home.
I heard that he's mean.
You heard that Donald Trump's mean?
I watched a TV show.
Well, Grandma, have you ever seen Donald Trump's hair?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
It's kind of not long, but it's like...
It looks like a dead animal crawled on top of his head and died.
Yeah, it's not long. It's like... It goes kind of like right here and it goes over. It's like blondish.
Boo Boo has better looking hair than Donald Trump. Don't you think?
No.
I do.
Boo Boo's hair is 1,000% better.
Okay, you want the other story now?
My Boo Boo and his little tail.
Grandma, here's squirrel versus snake, okay?
Did you know that we cut her tail and we trimmed her ears?
Yes, Boo Boo looks very good.
Straight up, but no, they
Grandma,
fixed them.
Grandma, back to the culture report.
And then they cut her long tail to make it short.
This is squirrel versus snake. It turns out that a bushy-tailed cute... I figure since this is the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, we have a story about a squirrel.
Ew.
Oh, don't you ooh me. It's a viral photo that's on the internet of a squirrel eating a snake. The photographer that took it didn't realize that he was grabbing the photo just in time. The squirrels are usually thought about eating nuts and vegetation, but not snakes. Sometimes they'll eat insects or lizards, but in this little battle that shows the squirrel battling the snake, and then the last shot, he's about to bite it.
Show that TV screen.
Do you want me to show that on the screen?
Yes, right there. Show them.
I can show that to them. And there's the squirrel who's battling the snake.
They can't see it.
They can see
it. No, look at the screen and tell me that they can
see it. I will tripod it into the picture and
you guys will be able to see it, because if you don't, let me know on my Instagram.
What are you going to do?
Go to the last episode or the beginning of this and you'll be able to find out what it is.
The weather is hot, Kate. This is Grandma giving life advice.
And it's raining yogurt.
It's not raining.
It's raining cats. Can you hear them? I can hear them super
Grandma,
loud.
Grandma, it
can't. Can you guys hear those super loud cats? I don't hear them yet. Guys, I want to hear some cats.
Grandma. Okay.
See?
All right. Life advice. Grandma,
see,
you're
getting hit on the road. All right. And
life advice.
I'm going to listen to you.
Obviously, you're not listening to me. Okay, so now.
I want to.
Life advice with Grandma Matata. This is where we're going to get at least one bit of life advice out of Grandma.
Ew, she farted.
Yes, I'm sure she did.
No, for real, I'm not kidding this time.
Well, why do you have your nose?
Let me know. Do you like Sadie to be the color of my hair?
Sadie is already the color of your hair.
Do you like it? What if she was that cute?
Do you know what that color is called?
It's called light brown.
It's called black hole.
Why?
Because no light can survive that hits that hair. It gets pulled in and never gets out. Didn't you know that?
No. But Sadie's not black. She's black and white. So cute, so cute.
So, Grandma, give us the bit of life advice that you have for us this week.
Do you know that Sadie is black and white? Well, her nickname is Boo Boo, but we call her Boo Boo because her name is Sadie.
Grandma, give me some life advice on how I can survive working on another podcast with you.
Life advice is always have a cute black and white puppy named Sadie Boo Boo.
And what would an alternative piece of advice be?
Give
me a piece of advice for dealing with you all the time.
Eat yogurt.
Chocolate mint
yogurt.
Don't
ever listen to him. Don't ever listen to your director. Always do what you want to do and change the movie and whatever you're in. Change it the way you want it to be. And it always so much better.
Grandma.
Oh, I just realized that the camera is purple or brown or whatever color.
You just need to make sure.
No. Is Boo Boo in the screen? You guys let me know.
Boo Boo is always in the screen, yes.
Okay.
So, what is the last bit of life advice you have for us this week, Grandma?
Sure. Get your pretty nails and be young and stay 29 years old.
What is it?
Well,
29 or 30?
Because
I think it's 100.
I turned 29 on September 14th.
You don't turn 29.
Yes.
You're turning 108.
No.
Yes, see, I know the truth, Grandma.
You need to get plucked.
Grandma.
I'm going to do that right after this. And let me see your nails.
Grandma,
really
guess
wash
what?
Off your nail polish. Let me see that.
Grandma.
No, you let me see it.
This has been Grandma Matata and the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.